What the? That makes me think of the SpongeBob episode where he's like, oh, brother, this guy stinks. Welcome to Spinsters, a podcast where I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith, as there's a drive into deep left by Castellanos, and that'll be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again. Okay, first is some housekeeping stuff we got to get out of the way. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you can see our beautiful faces as we talk about all the things in the NBA. Make sure to subscribe. And then also rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts. Leave a review. Tell us nice things. If you have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. I think we're going to switch our days of me and Haley talking to Thursdays because the NBA was wild. Wednesday night NBA was absolutely insane. And I'm so happy we get to talk about it this morning.
Yeah, I think we should just do this because the Wednesday nights are so much fun.
Yeah.
So you'll get us. I've been trying to think of a thing to call the episodes where we just talk to each other the majority of episodes. And I can only come up with things that make me sound like I'm a 57-year-old middle school teacher. What? Like the first thing that came to my mind was Chatty Cathy's. I'm like, that's the worst thing I've ever heard. I think it's because my aunt's name is Kathy. No, it's really bad. And then I was just thinking, the girls. But we could do it with like an O, the girls. I don't know. Harry suggested the girlies. I like that. I think that's my
childhood nickname, Girly.
Girly.
Every single person in my family calls me Girly. So we can definitely do the girlies.
Maybe we'll do the girlies. Or we could always return to all baskets, no balls.
There it is. Yep. That's when we're talking.
All baskets, no balls. Welcome to Spencer's.
What it's was the best of both worlds? We get both.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
What's the thing from last night that you want to talk about?
Oh, so much. First, I think we have to talk about the first game that I watched was Brooklyn versus Pacers, which was Kyrie's return, but who cares? Lance Stephenson is back in the NBA and he scored 20 points in 6 minutes in the first quarter. And it was like he was putting on a show. The fans loved it. He did his whole guitar, you know, what he does after he scores. And he was just
everyone on the bench did it too.
Yes, he was having the time of his life. And then you're like, wait, where has he been for like 6 years? But it doesn't matter because he's scoring 20 points right now.
That's what he does, though. I feel like he just pops up and he has like a huge game. There's just a group of guys who do that. And he, especially when it's for the Pacers, maybe only when it's for the Pacers, pulls things out.
Because he was
like
just
this.
On Houston, or not Houston. He was on Atlanta last week. And he kind of just like faded in the background, was just playing a role player. But he felt like at home and he felt comfortable and it was like it was in a time machine.
Something I forgot about him was how bouncy he is when he plays. Do you know what I mean? Like it's
yes.
When he's ball handling, it's like every step or every time he dribbles,
it's on a bounce.
He's on a like a teeny tiny like trampoline and he's like he's such a springy player and he's still that way at 31. 31? Yeah, he's got to be 31. I think he's 31 or 32. Something I do know about Lance Stephenson is he's a Virgo because I remember I saw that like 5 years ago and I was just like, that doesn't fit. You know what I mean? I've been interested to see what the rest of his chart is since I just know that doesn't fit. Yeah, I mean, good for the Pacers because you look around and like, there's not much else on that team that excites you.
No.
Sabonis.
Sabonis, that's it.
He had a triple-double last night.
He played great, and they were winning the entire game until Brooklyn was... I felt like we actually got to see Brooklyn as this team that we've been talking about for years with Kyrie, Harden, and Durant all playing very well. So
yeah,
Lance couldn't make him dance.
Yeah. Kyrie, it was interesting because like you're right. Kyrie was like a little bit, I don't even want to say off at the beginning. It's just, you know, it wasn't their best start, but then it was almost like he'd never been gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's almost in so many ways, like athletically, the way he was taking it inside, but also just on the team, like in a fit perspective. And I think that's really the biggest risk they're taking here is right. with him. Like, I mean, in case anyone forgot, he's not allowed to play at home because New York has a, I don't know what you call it, ordinance that you can't, if you're not vaccinated, you can't go into like huge group settings like an arena. And some places on the road, but that's the risk they're taking is that occasionally, or half the time, I guess, you know, you're not going to have this guy who's like such a huge part of your team. And so does it work? Will it work? You know, assimilating him and then taking him off the lineup and night in, night out. And I honestly kind of think it will.
I was just going to say that being a part-time NBA player actually sounds like a dream job. Like, I don't... really agree for the reasons why Kyrie is a part-time NBA player, but the whole thing is like, you know, the grueling schedule and the travel, and he's just like popping up one game a week, gets to drop 25, and then he's like off for another week.
Yeah, but you got to think about it. He also like he can't play any of the home. Well, I guess then he's got some rest at home, you know. Ideally, you don't want to play like half the travel games. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I guess that makes sense. And, you know, in a technical way, I think it actually might work. I remember saying at the beginning, like before the Nets said, well, if he's not going to get vaccinated, he's not playing at all because he can't play in New York. I remember thinking, yeah, that's smart because what are they going to do? Like adjusting all the time is insane, but I don't know. I think it might work. Like you're definitely going to experience a scoring drop off compared to when you don't have him, but you also have two people who can score and shoot incredibly, and there's not that much schematic dependence on him. Do you know what I mean? Like you're putting in a guy who's like driving inside all the time, who can make his own shot, God, there was like some assist number. I wish I could remember the assist numbers, but if you watch him, it's like he can be very independent on the court and still fit inside an offense and not terrorize it. Yeah. So I shouldn't say the word terrorize. Nate Silver come for me. But anyway, did you see that? Did you see that tweet?
No.
Nate Silver was, I was just talking to Harry about this. Nate Silver like compared the school closures and kids having to go back to learning from home to the Iraq war. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, dead on, honestly. Dead on comparison. Do you think that with Kyrie, like... Let's say the next month, it just feels like the next month of Omicron is going to get worse. I still don't know if I'm saying that right. Am I saying that right? Can you guys give me a nod?
It's Omarion.
Omicron?
Omicron.
Omicron? I don't know. I haven't said that out loud. Right.
I haven't either. I literally call it Omarion. I call it Omarion.
Yeah, you call it Omarion, like, which is the nicest thing. I mean, it's the easiest way.
It's Omicron? The easiest way, but it's not nice.
Omicron?
To
Omicron? Stop laughing at me, Harry.
All of those are right. Is Harry laughing?
Anyway, I reserve the right to be a bimbo. Because of the new strain of COVID, I feel like maybe it's obviously it's getting worse, like almost everyone I know has had it or has it or is on like watch for having it because they were just exposed to someone, which I guess, by the way, like I just want to say it's not been a great week and a half. Like I have people who I love on ventilators. A lot of have COVID and don't believe in COVID, so they're not doing anything about it. My family members have COVID, and so it's just really nice to be talking basketball with you and like not think about it for like maybe 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which I guess is what Adam Silver was saying all along. Look at him. Sports do bring us together. He was right. Forget about people possibly dying. You're right, Adam. Anyway, as it gets worse, it's going to get worse, right? I wonder if there are going to be any states that like change or adjust to reflect what states like New York have done to not include people who haven't been vaccinated, thus like keeping out Kyrie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can definitely see that. I can definitely see that happening. I know that they said at the end of the game that they have 2 home games, so he's not going to play then. And I think his next game is not until next Monday when they're back on the road. But things are moving quick with this new variant. And so I can definitely see that happening. States, things are just turning. And this part-time thing that he thought he was going to cruise through just gets shut down.
Okay, so there's Portland. Which is, I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know anything about Oregon. Chicago. I mean, I don't know. Let me not pretend I know a lot about the local governments of all of these states. Cleveland, Washington.
You're like, okay, you know what? One guy in charge.
This would be the real test. Is if Phoenix, they play Phoenix on February 1st.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Now, obviously, Arizona would never, right? Arizona doesn't even know we're in a pandemic.
Never.
If they look ahead, like the Suns are doing really, really well, right? They're like, we need the leg up. What if Kyrie coming back single-handedly saves millions of Arizonians from getting infected because they put in an ordinance that unvaccinated people cannot wander inside arenas and large gathering spaces? What if Kyrie stops the pandemic?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I'm just saying.
It's a possibility. Honestly, it's a possibility. Not ruling anything out at this point in our world.
Did you watch Dirk's retirement ceremony?
I watched clips of it. What do you think about the statue that they're going to build? What do you think about the design?
Okay, if you haven't seen it, please Google it. It's basically him doing the iconic like fadeaway kick out,
right?
His right leg lean back. Which, by the way, like watching that video, I realized it, but it is really remarkable that you could see anyone do that. You could see a child do that. You could see a dog mimic that, like kick out the right leg, lean back, fade away, let it fly. And you would know exactly who it is. That's remarkable. I don't know. I got emotional during the ceremony. I mean, he's such an individual, I guess is the only way to say it. The statue is him doing that shot and the ball is in his hands, but then there's as if to mimic the ball in motion, there is another ball above that one ball, and they're connected by like string, or, you know, a small piece of statue.
Like,
and then above that is another ball. And I think that Iman from Dishes and Dimes, famous Raptors fan, said it best. It looks like anal beads. It does. Like, they look like anal beads. It looks so bad. It's so bad. Harry looks in pain with that comparison. They do. Look at it. And they're doing this to him. What has he ever done to you?
Here's the thing. They reveal the statue and Dirk is like, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Why did we need multiple basketballs? We know it's going in. It's Dirk. It's insinuated if he has a statue that the shot is going to go in. I don't know why.
You know what would be cool? Like, make a whole other side of the stat. Like, make it go so long that the ball is in a right. basket somewhere, like, far away, and it's just an arc, you know?
Right, and there's, like, 20 of them, and it there's goes 20 into of them, a basket. Yeah. Yeah.
Or literally not just the line. Yeah. Right. It's bad, yeah. It makes me think about what they're going to do for Steph. I hope that people get more creative. Like, a statue doesn't have to just be a one, a lone thing. Like, make it interactive, you know? A piece over here, a piece over here. Like, especially with Steph, because he's such a, like, his career has been built on distance. So I hope that his statue reflects that. I don't know.
And him, like, movement. Like, he can just have multiple statues around the arena, and it's like, oh, there's Steph again. Just like he's coming off a screen around the tree or something.
But, yeah, exactly.
Better it was a nice than ceremony, Dirk's. Though. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's better. I mean, that's the thing is I saw the video of him before I saw the statue. And I was like, wow, this is like remarkable. He has done so much. There's so much about him that is properly appreciated. The shot we were just talking about. But there's a lot about him that's underappreciated. Like the conversation of had he not one, how we would remember him is really interesting. But there are things about him that we don't even think about at all. Like, I don't understand why nobody talks about how impressive it is the way that he was able to move his arms when they were already above, like, in already in shooting form. Like, when he was adjusting, like, especially to finish. He, like, they're so long, and the way that he would be able to, like, as he was moving to the rim, adjust above his head. I would always wonder, like, was he double jointed? I kind of think he was. It was, I mean, it's weird. He's just like a length. Ew. Harry, whatever you're doing right now with your thumb is disturbing.
I can't see Harry. I didn't even see him. Wait, I'm double jointed too. You want to see?
No, I don't want to see it. I don't.
That's what I was doing. But
I literally do not want to see it. I had a boyfriend who used to do that all the time. He'd like take his arms and he would.
Oh, like, I can't do that. That one is too much. But the little fingers.
I'm literally not even double jointed. I was just like pretending to do it. Like I was just like, that's what double jointed people do. That's when I think what I think about.
Yeah,
double
I just don't. People. It's not for me. Makes me uneasy. Unless it's Dirk, sorry. Apparently.
Yeah, it's
shifty Dirk.
It's a joy for you. Yeah. Anything.
Yeah. Like. I don't know. All the things he did were amazing. Like he would hover when he came back from shots. He just looked like a completely different being than we see in most NBA players, I think. Yeah. What else happened
last
night?
Maybe he'll come back for a 10-day.
Maybe he'll come back for a 10-day. I wonder how deep they would have to get. I don't think he would ever come back. He seems like a guy who once he makes a decision, the decision has been made.
Definitely.
Because there were the years where it was like, is he retiring? Is he retiring this year? You know, like, and it was, that was Tim Duncan who it was like, he just kind of just decided and like didn't really tell anybody. But I think Dirk also did it that way.
He did. And it was like up in the air, but I don't think he got his like, you know, farewell tour. It was kind of at the end of the season where he was like, I don't think I'm coming back. But what I said about Dirk too, by the time he did retire, it looked like it was painful for him to walk, just like through the tunnel walk. So I hope he's resting and he's just enjoying retirement. We don't need him back for a 10-day. It looked painful for him to play basketball by the end of his career.
Yeah, take your time.
Or
enjoy the rest of your life, I guess. Don't take your time. You got nothing but time. You're tired.
Nothing but time.
You got nothing but time. And kids. I didn't know he had that many kids.
How many kids does he have?
Three. Or there were at least three sitting there.
Oh, so cute.
During the retirement ceremony.
Hearing that his wife would make him like homemade dinner before the game, and he would like, there's so many tunnel videos and pictures of him just walking in with a plate of foil.
With the over it. Exactly.
I love that.
That was a thing on Twitter yesterday. I don't know if you saw it, but friend of the podcast, Jasmine Watkins, tweeted about him taking the to-go plates and then tweeted four pictures. And ESPN, like an hour later, tweeted the exact same thing. But they said, what did they say? I don't know what the phrasing they used was, but it was so weird. Yeah, exactly. And like they switched the order of the pictures around. They do that to her all the time.
All the time.
They need to apologize. I'm going to try to find it.
At least give her credit. She's so good.
I know. She's so good. Okay, let's see what they said. I just found the tweet. Dirk Nowitzki pulling up with a food plate on game day was legendary.
Oh, God.
A food plate. Anyway, did you watch the Hornets last night?
I didn't even know that happened. I did not watch that game. What happened? So I know that Kelly Oubre went off.
Yeah, Kelly Oubre had an amazing performance in the fourth quarter. I have to admit that they were winning by so much that I was kind of like, well, this is my chance to go get my dinner. So I went to El Nopal. I got the quesadilla with, like the fajita veggies, but inside the quesadilla.
Wow.
Trying to be healthy. Yeah. Yesterday I had steak like 5 times. So I was like, well, let me have a vegetarian dinner. And I got the rice. And then I got a side of chicken. Fuck. I got a side of chicken to put in the rice and you put the queso over it. It's really good. Anyway. So
wow,
I'm gone.
That sounds amazing.
It's really good. I'm gone. I came back. I missed him hitting 8 threes in the fourth quarter. Eight in the fourth quarter. And if you watch the recap of it or the highlights, like the announcers talking about it and they just gradually get more and more excited was the cutest thing.
They're the best announcers. I think
yeah,
the
it's really
the
cute.
Game, the Hornets.
And at the end of it, they were like, shoot it, shoot it. Kelly! He makes
Good
me want to
Oubre.
Go super blonde again. Like, really blonde.
But
yeah.
His blonde is very unhealthy. It looks like he's going to reach back and scratch and then just a patch of hair is going to come out.
Patch falls off.
Yeah.
I already kind of decided I need to stop with the dyeing so much. Also, can you see this zit?
No, but we have one in the exact same spot.
Oh, really?
Aww. But it's like a dark spot now.
But that's that's like when we sync up on periods. I'm trying this new thing with this new product, and it has a, like, I've heard it has a purging period, which I'm not like mad about. Harry, a purging period is when your skin is trying like a new product, and so you break out a little bit because it needs some time to like affect, and you're kind of like purging out the bad. Does that make
sense?
Totally. Okay.
Yeah.
So most of them have a purging period if they're like really good products. I don't even want to say that because I don't think that's true. Certain ones do. If you're going to use like an oil, it shouldn't have a purging period. So yeah, I Googled it because I was like, I don't know if I can take this for another week, 2 weeks. I was like 2 weeks max is what I'll thinking that was like. The purging period for this product was 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Who the fuck has the time to be breaking out for 4 to 6 weeks? Who has that time? Like, who wants that?
That is dedication. You really got to follow through after that 6 weeks of breaking out. That's a lot.
There's one time in your entire life you could do that. Let me turn my camera on and off because I'm blurry on my own. It's not fixed.
You do like the bend and snap when you do that.
Bend and snap.
What's bend and snap?
What the fuck, Harry? Oh my God.
You have so much to
what
learn.
The fuck? Have you never seen Legally Blonde?
Come on.
No, I haven't.
Oh my God.
Get out.
This is, honestly, it's stupid.
I think I've seen the first scene a few times. I'm familiar with the concept.
All right.
How do you watch the first scene and not say, this is an American cinema classic and I have to finish this entire film?
You know,
I don't understand.
Can I I just remembered actually something even crazier about my relationship to Legally Blonde, which is that the woman who wrote it went to my temple, I heard, when I was growing
up. Wow.
And yet you disrespected her. You didn't support
didn't watch
her.
It, yeah.
Okay, what were we talking about? The Hornets?
You were talking Hornets.
Oh, commentators. But I have a bad commentator that we could.
Oh, I know exactly who you're about to talk about.
So we're talking about the wonderful commentators.
Oh, no, wait. I got to say one thing. Harry, you have to include the part of you not seeing Legally Blonde.
Definitely.
That's fine. I will.
There
yeah.
is, you have
or that
to. I'm sorry.
Blooper, or
you
that,
need to be
yeah.
shamed. No, you need to be shamed. Yeah. All right. Anyway, go ahead.
So the wonderful commentators for the Hornets are great. They give you exciting. It's so fun to listen to
They
them.
Give you exciting.
But the horrible thing that the Wizards commentator said, did you hear this?
I did.
About
Not live.
Kevin Porter Jr.
Not live, obviously, because I was...
Yeah, I didn't hear yeah. it live. And I feel like he thought nobody was listening to him live, but there's the internet, so clips will resurface. But Kevin Porter Jr., like right after his suspension, hits a game-winning shot, and the Wizards announcer says, let me make sure I get it right so we can bash him appropriately. he said, Kevin Porter Jr., like his dad, pulled the trigger at the right time. Which, horrible, because the backstory is that KPJ's dad, before he was born, or like right before he was born, yeah, was arrested for first-degree murder. And a very sensitive topic and something that you don't bring up when it's a game-winning shot or when it's convenient for you. That was terrible.
He served 4 years in prison for shooting a teenage girl. So it wasn't even just like it was a shooting. You know what I mean? And then also, like, as if that wasn't enough, like, years later, and I honestly feel bad that the second wave of this Wizards guy saying, Harry, will you find his name? This Wizards guy saying this, like, is that then people have to explain this thing and, like, kind of rehash this yes. part of his life. But also, like, his
exactly.
dad was shot and killed when he was 4. So, yeah. I think it was when he was 4. Yeah, anyway, when he was a kid. I'm not going to go into KPJ. Like, you guys know how I feel about him. But this is more about the announcer, like, thinking that this was okay. And it's a yeah. long stream of either them saying things that are fucking weird or then saying things that are like, hey, I cannot keep doing this podcast while my nails are not done. This is so embarrassing. Can you guys Photoshop acrylics on? Harry's mic's off. Can you?
Let me see, yeah. Yes, just like hold them very still the whole time like this and I'll be able to do it, yeah.
I like purple on it anyway to match my shirt. But anyway, it's about the announcers like bringing in this trauma that's almost always like recent or childhood trauma. Like I cannot tell you how many times announcers used to talk about Jimmy Butler being homeless.
Like it's a talking point.
Like it's a talking point and in the exact same tone that they say they're like the play.
Yeah. And I think I'm new in this play by play and color commentary world, but when you're doing your research, you might find those things, but you're not going to make note of them to be like, okay, make sure to bring that up if they're at the free throw line. Like that's a way bigger topic and something that you can stick to the sports, or if something is connecting to Washington, D.C., like, why are you going off of this whole tangent? Especially in this type of moment and this big shot, you kind of are, you know, they beat your team, so you're putting him down or you're trying to, like, take a jab at him, and it's just not okay. And I feel like announcers have been doing this like the past couple weeks. They're on a really bad streak.
Oh, 100%. And there's apparently an apology and I can see them.
Oh no.
I'm going to read it. This is my guess of what he's going to say. And I only realized this a couple
he was hacked.
Hours ago. No, not.
I was hacked. Someone took over my body and said those words.
If you said like possession, if we started saying that like your body being possessed is the new kind of hacked, honestly, I'm like on board. I'm totally on board. The thing that a lot of people were saying this morning when I woke up that I didn't realize is that they were assuming that this announcer was thinking it was Kevin Porter, like Kevin Porter was his dad, who played in the NBA like a long time ago, who's in his 70s, and KPJ is 21. So like the math is not mathing, but like at the same time, I guess technically you could, you know, guys do it all the time. I've seen that kindergarten line, that drive through, some real oldies in there, but you know what I mean? It just doesn't make sense. And like, let's say that that's true, right? He didn't even have, I looked it up. He doesn't have a great shooting percentage. Kevin Porter, it's not like fantastic. Again, they didn't shoot the three back then, so it's a little bit like misleading, whatever. Maybe it's great for their time. But you know what's the worst part? Is that his defense would be, well, he played in Washington for a long time, so he'd be familiar with him. Kevin Porter, the old Kevin Porter. I'm not going to call him senior because it's not his fucking dad. But right. That Kevin Porter was on the Washington Bullets. Like, I put that together this morning. I was like, this is all shades of fucked up. Name was about the subject. Okay, so let's read this apology here he sent. His name is Glenn Consor.
Don't care.
And he said, Jordan's like, fuck him. He says, I want to sincerely apologize to Kevin Porter Jr. and clarify last night's call. He then attaches a picture. It's not a notes app apology, which is good. Thank you for trying. Please allow me to take this opportunity to sincerely, why is he starting this like it's a fucking wedding speech or something? Like, please allow.
It's okay, whatever. Bad.
To apologize to Kevin Porter Jr., his family, and the Rockets organization. No Oxford comma. That's a bit, you know, whatever. I'll overlook it. For the comments that I made during last night's game, I mistakenly thought that Kevin was the son of former Washington player Kevin Porter. Okay. And was unaware that the words I chose to describe his game-winning shot would be in any way hurtful or insensitive. I've reached out to Kevin to personally apologize and hope to talk with him soon, which means he has not responded to you. And then under...
No way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, I can see that because I can't fathom anybody using someone's dad's imprisonment charges to compare him to a shot. Like, I should be able to imagine it, but I'm like, this, hopefully this is it because this does make more sense. Underneath the tweet, Marcin Gortat, you remember him.
Good old Gortat.
Who also played in Washington and like for some reason is commenting under this, said, hey, at King James, he apologized because now, okay, so backstory, yeah, LeBron quote tweeted it and was like, this is well, you know, he didn't say this is fucked up. He said, like, whatever dad version. Heck, this sucks. You know what I mean? Like, whatever LeBron.
He said, there's no room for this in our beautiful game. Get out of here.
Is that really what he said?
Yeah, he did say that. But it's true.
There is no way,
Haley. Because one, if that's your apology, you're admitting that you're terrible at your job and you didn't research correctly or you didn't fact check your, like, where did you just assumed because they have the same name that they are father and son. That's admitting that you're bad at your job. The other way is that you're so good at your job that you went so deep into his history and then you brought it up to use it against him. So it's like, which way is it? You're admitting that you're bad and that you made a mistake, but I'm seeing for how much time has passed, he was able to connect those dots and they put together that statement. But there's no way that's true. I don't buy it.
I do buy it. I think he's lazy and he thought that they were father and son because he can't imagine anyone else being named Kevin Porter. I genuinely do buy it, but I understand where you're coming from. So Marcin Gortat replies and says, hey, at King James, he apologized. Now it's your turn.
Are you kidding me?
For what? I mean, like, this is the thing. There's a whole Twitter thing where it's like, don't quote tweet someone and pile on because they're suffering enough. So, like, that's my only thought here, except for Marcin, like, what are you talking, like, why is this your
hill agenda.
It's like I know that social media and mental health is not your agenda. So that's not your purpose. Like, I'm giving you the benefit of a doubt that doesn't exist. And then somebody commented under him and said, bro, you want to be canner so bad.
I love the internet.
Yeah. That's great. That is great. Oh my god.
Twitter like trending, it was just, you know how normally it's just names and different stuff, but it was the NBA. Like
the NBA this the morning NBA it was just trending.
The NBA. That's how I much love stuff when the was NBA happening. Is
this is the LeBron tweet. Oh, he thought this was cool, huh? Nah, we ain't gonna go for this. Sorry, but this ain't gonna fly. How insensitive can you be to say something like this? Beat it, man.
It's perfect.
Beat it, man. I pray for you, but there's no place in our beautiful game for you. Oh my god, he's like 48.
I love it. I love it.
If you think about it, like, yes, he's 35, and I know in basketball, like, years, that is technically, you know, he's, no, wait,
73.
He's not 35. He's,
37.
He just turned 37, yeah. Right? Yeah, he just turned 37.
37 or 38.
Okay. What was I going to say? Oh, we think of him as old. He's 37. The thing is, like, one of my best friends is 37. Shout out to Lisa Tran. And she would never say something like, beat it, man. You know what I mean? Like, there's no reason for him to be this out of touch with his social media. Like, it's so bad. I just feel like I think he's pretending. You know what I mean? I think it's like,
yeah, he's leaning in. He's leaning into the brand. I think it's his brand to be, you know, super censored and have all the hashtags and try to be cool. But beat it, man, is what we get.
Beat it, man. Do you remember when what did that announcer say about Russell Westbrook the Warriors? A couple years ago?
Oh
no!
Oh,
did someone say something offensive about the Warriors? Hang on, I'm gonna find the Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, that was I think that was last week. Last week,
oh,
or
my
so,
God.
They were making fun of. Oh gosh. They were making fun of a couple players, and then they were talking about Austin Rivers, that he was only in the NBA because of his dad. They were talking. These are the Warriors League Pass commentators, and they were like, "Yeah, Austin Rivers. You know, we haven't really seen him since he was on the Clippers. Oh wait, because his dad was the coach."
What the fuck?
They were in middle school. It was so embarrassing for them. And then Austin Rivers went on.
Oh, they need to be careful because he bounces around. Like, that man goes on different teams. He might come to the Warriors. And you know what? Like, they could use it. Like, everyone can use little Austin Rivers. When he's playing well, it doesn't even have to be his best. He is an extremely helpful, like, piece to a bench, you know?
Yeah.
They really should watch out.
He was very mad.
What
did he say? He was very mad about Austin Rivers. He was just like, This is unacceptable. You guys love to make fun of me because of this, but I, and then he started like listing his accolades, which I felt like he maybe just found an excuse to, but he wasn't very happy with that comment, which I'm sure he probably gets a lot. So he sounded off.
Oh no, he definitely gets that a lot. Yeah. It's tough when you can like associate your career with nepotism, because no matter how hard you try, that can be said. And also, like, maybe it should be said a little bit, like, you kind of get the bump. Like, I don't know really where. I think it's a case by case basis. The other day on Twitter, this guy was like, you only got your job because of nepotism. Like, to me, have you ever met another O'Shaughnessy, like, ever in your life?
No. Wait, what?
Ever?
No, I haven't.
My mom's maiden name is Ader. 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 Like, her maiden name is Ader. It's like Hungarian. Like, they're not even from here. What?
You don't even go here. Oh, gosh.
I thought that was weird.
That is weird.
I wanted him to explain himself, but I blocked him so he couldn't.
Oh, well.
The thing that the announcer said about Russell Westbrook, I actually forgot how fucked up this was. He said that Russell Westbrook was out of his, quote, cotton picking mind.
Yes. Okay, that was only like a couple weeks ago, right?
No, that was years ago.
That was
But it resurfaced a couple years ago. Yeah, because something else happened. Okay. I don't remember what else happened, but this was like 2018 or 2019.
Okay. It did resurface though, because I saw and I'm like, what is going on with the commentators right now?
Yeah,
they need to be bad. Stopped.
Because beat it's either man. Like, beat it, man. It's either like extremely offensive outright, like you don't even have to have any kind of background or whatever, or it's like extremely offensive in the way that it's just not the time for it. Like with the one last night made me think of Kat. Like nobody would let Karl Anthony Towns just play a game without bringing up his mom, you know, like all last year. And then I think everyone kind of got a memo like simultaneously. It was like, stop, this isn't helping.
Please,
you know,
stop.
You can talk about his defensive shortcomings without talking about his mom. It was outrageous. But I mean, honestly, I think the thing that kicked this all off is that Reds announcer. You remember that?
Oh, when he was caught? Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah. He was caught like saying, he said this, it's one of the gay capitals of the world, except for he didn't say gay. He said another three letter word that started with an F. If he had just said gay, it would be fine. It would be like, I'd be like, hell yeah, brother. Like, where is it? You know what I mean? If he had just said gay, it'd be amazing. But he didn't.
He didn't.
He had to put that connotation on it. And then he said, like, he was making his apology. And in the middle of his apology came a play. I wish I had that pulled up. Hang on.
My favorite one, when I think this was last year or a couple years ago, was when the tape resurfaced of the high school girls basketball team and the commentator didn't realize that his mic was on and he was calling the high school girls, that is a predominantly black team, the N-word. And then when he got called out about it, he said it was his diabetes. He blamed his diabetes. As a diabetic, that is basically saying you got hacked. He said, my blood sugar was high, so I didn't know what I was saying.
Diabetes makes you racist.
Here's the thing. It doesn't. As a diabetic, whoa, my blood sugar is high right now. Not racist.
Just talking crazy. About, yeah, not racist.
Crazy. That's
folks,
wild.
We put
when
it
that
to
happens.
The test. We can confirm.
Can confirm that. That's what I thought the guy from the Washington Wizards was going to be like. I was hacked. My blood sugar. Or just keep calling a game like nothing's ever happened. So
real life, like hacking. Like I've been taken over by a ghost inside my body, or like I'm possessed and then you have to do like a hacking exorcism is, I think, probably going to exist in the metaverse.
Yeah, that's where the future is headed. Definitely.
Because if you think about it, like somebody could hack your body by just putting on your headset. I actually don't have any of that works. I haven't done it yet. But I think I'm about to. My friend said that I should do the VR. I sound like LeBron.
I should do the VR. Hashtag VR, baby.
Beat it, man. Okay, let's wrap.
Yeah,
let's
wrap this up. That's perfect. Okay, that's our show. Please keep leaving us your voicemails. Tell us how any other crazy things that you've heard commentators say. Actually, maybe don't. Send us some positive things that we can listen to on our voicemail at 502-874-4453 or send us an email at spinsters@bluewirepods.com.
Spinsters is hosted by me and Jordan Liggins. This episode was produced by Jordan, Isabel Jocelyn, and Harry Krinsky. Our video producer is Jackson Safan. Our production coordinator is Devin Shepard. And our executive producers are Peter Moses, John Yales, and me.
Hey, so my name is Radhika, and I'm from New Jersey. And the sports moment that I feel like kind of made me lose a little bit of hope in the Knicks was last year when David Fizdale had just gotten fired. There was all of this nonsense surrounding James Dolan at the time, and I'm like, oh my goodness, this is insane. And I remember I had to write a speech for my class about any topic that I wanted. And I decided to write mine about, you know, why the Knicks are so bad as they were at that point. And I remember I wrote it on James Dolan and how he kind of manifested this whole culture thing about how, you know, everything's a little toxic and how he doesn't respect former players and all this stuff. So I think that was the moment for me where I'm like, I am starting to lose a little bit of hope, but I don't think I've ever really lost full hope just yet. And I'm kind of happy I didn't, because they seem to be doing very well right now. So